So just one ha'ara, as it relates really more to yesterday's daf. So today's daf and yesterday's daf, in many ways, is me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Yesterday is definitely the more lamdisha part of the sugya of Pesach Pesuach. Today's daf was a lot of anecdotes and different maises and, you know, some halacha le'maisa, how it played itself out by the Amayram and even by the Tanaim with regards to the sugya Pesach Pesuach. But just one ha'ara as it relates to yesterday's daf, which is not just a ha'ara on Ksubas Daf Tes, but it's a ha'ara on a lot of the inyonim that we're learning about here in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubas. That is, the Gemara began with Rabbi Elazar's statement, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Neman Lo'isra Olaf, based on the klal of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Deisura, only where there's only one suffix. The chiddush is, you would have thought, Mekem Hudalei Kimle, Kamash Malon. But the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said, could it be true that Rabbi Elazar said, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, Neman Lo'isra Olaf, Umi Am Rabbi Elazar Hachi, Am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar himself said, Eina Isha Naseres HaBailo, Ela Liskin Kine Vestira. The only time a woman becomes asal baila as if there was kina vestir. Ukim maisa shahaya. And this is based on a maisa shahaya kachaya. So how could Rabbi Elazar say, Yo'imir pesach pesuach masasi nema loisra olav? Rabbi Elazar himself said, Ein isha nasera sabailo, ela lisne kina vestira. And over here, there was no kina vestira. There was no kina, there was no stira. He just found a pesach pesuach. There's a sveik de reisa now. But how could it be nema loisra olav if Rabbi Elazar himself said, Ein ho isha neseres al-Bailo? And the Gemara gave an obvious answer, and that is, you can't say that when Rabbi Elazar said, Ein Isha Naseres HaBailo, Ela Liskei Kine Vestira, it's meant to be taken literally. Something here is out of context. Why? Because it sounds like from Rabbi Elazar that only if there's Kine Vestira, but if two Edom would come and say that they saw Znus, then not, of course Edom would be believed. So what did Rabbi Elazar mean when he said, Ein Isha Naseres HaBailo, Ela Liskei Kine Vestira? He meant an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is not believed to Aser Isha HaBailo, unless there was Kine Vestira. Then an Eid Echad, based on the Raglaim Ladover of the Kino and the Stira and the Eid Echad. So now already Midday Reis is one of two places where Midday Reis and Eid Echad is believed, and that is when it comes to this halacha. But two Eidim? Avada two Eidim would be believed to make an Isha Asa Labayla. Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura is Kishnei Eidim Dami. It's Kimei Eidim Dami. And it's for that reason the halacha is that she is going to be Asa. But the Gemara, in the course of this part of the Daf, the second part of Ksubas Daf Tesam and Aleph, got involved in the Maisa Shahaya. So what exactly was the Maisa Shahaya? The Maisa Shahaya was the story of David and Bathsheba. So we talked a little bit about the Maisa of David and Bathsheba yesterday. We have some related raid bites where we've talked a lot more about the story of David and Bathsheba. But the short version, again, is Bathsheba was an Eishes Ish. Her husband, Uriachiti, was out fighting a war on behalf of David HaMelech's army. David HaMelech saw Bathsheba. He asked Bathsheba to come to his palace, and eventually he was ba on Bathsheba. She became pregnant. David HaMelech was worried. Had Uriah come back? He didn't want to. He was married by Malchus. Eventually sent Uriah to the front lines. Uriah was killed. David had a child with Bathsheba. Shlomo HaMelech came from Bathsheba. Malchus beis David. Mashiach ben David's going to come from the story of David and Bathsheba. At first glance, when you read the Psukim in the Torah, and even some of the Torah Shabbat, it feels like David HaMelech did two of the greatest averes that a person can do. Gili Arayis and Shvichas Domim. Gili Arayis with an Eishes Ish, that was Bathsheba, and Shvichas Domim with Uriah Achiti. Yet, Rebbe said in Shabbos Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Kalo Oimer David Chata, Eino Yalatai. Now, why did the Gemara mention here the story of David and Bathsheba? Because after Uriah was killed in war, David HaMelech married Bathsheba. From the fact that David HaMelech married Bathsheba, that's a raya that Bathsheba was not treated like an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Baila. Because if Bathsheba would have been treated like an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Baila, she would have been also to Uriah as soon as the Maisa happened with David HaMelech, and Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labal. And from the fact that we know she was mutter to David, we don't know if she was mutter also to Uriah. We don't have any information on that. But we do know she was mutter to David. And from the fact that she was mutter to David, Zoysay Meres, she was also mutter to Uriah. Because if she was also to Uriah, we would say, Kishem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labal. So why are we talking about the Maisa Shahaya? So the Gemara initially brought the Maisa Shahaya to prove that Ein Isha Naseres HaBailo El Aliskei Kine Vestira. If we're going to take that Brisa literally, so that would then explain why Bathsheba was not Aser to Uriah, and by extension not usher to David, because there was no kin of estira. Because ein nisha nesaras habaylo el al iske kin of estira. Abizakti Gemara, being that it's poshit, that statement of ein nisha nesaras habaylo el al iske kin of estira is taken out of context, and avad if there'd be two edim that saw she would be Asra Abayla, and that's why is considered as if there were two Edom. So now, Hadra Kushila Duchta, how do you explain the Maisa Shahaya? Why is it that Batsheva did not become Asr to Uriah, and as a result, not Asr to David? In other words, we just chazed the Gemara because you can't chazed Subas Taftes enough times. But the point is that it's just a long-winded way of asking a very, very basic question, and that is, Batsheva, L'chura, was Mezana with David HaMelech, and if that's the case, why is it that she wasn't Aser to David HaMelech? She should have been Aser, because G'shem she'asru l'baal, kach asru l'baal. And the Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara said was Hasam Oynas Hava. David HaMelech was Ma'anes Batsheva, and because he was Ma'anes Batsheva, so she was an Anusa, she was also an Eishes Yisrael, because Uriah was a Yisrael, and an Eishes Yisrael, that's Zinsa, but Oynis doesn't become Asa to her husband. She doesn't become Asa to her husband. She doesn't become Asa to the Bible. And that's why she was Mutter to David. Iba Yisem, the Gemara said, you could say, Pshat, based on an idea, a historical fact, and that is called Yoitzel and Mechemes, based David, get Krisos Kaisav Leishtai. So for sure, Uriah gave Batsheva a get. Once Uriah died, that get was Chal Lemafreya, and because that get was Chal Lemafreya, so it turns out she was never really an Eishes Ish. And being that she wasn't an Eishes Ish, so therefore she didn't have a din of an Eishes Ish that was Mezana Tachas Bayil. But I want to focus for this raid bite on the first teretz of the Gemara. The first teretz of the Gemara was Hasam Oynas Hava. She was an Anusa, and because she was Anusa, that's why she wasn't Asa to David HaMelech. So first things first, why was she an Anusa? The reason is because David HaMelech was the king. And as a result, you have to listen to the king. Number one, it's scary not to listen to the king. And there's an Indian of Merib Malchus if you don't listen to the king. So the fact that Batsheva went to David HaMelech, we would deem halachically as if she did it ba'oinis. And because she did it ba'oinis, so she has a din of an Eishes Yisrael, or Yuzi Yisrael, that was Nensa, the halach is she's mutter to her husband. And being that she's mutter to her husband, that's why she wasn't asa to Uriah, and therefore she wasn't asa to David. But here's the kasha. The kasha is, she was an Anusa. But David wasn't an Oynis. So if David wasn't an Oynis, at the end of the day, what he did b'mezid. So if what he did b'mezid, so what's the pshat that she was mutter to David? I understand why she's mutter to Uriah, because she's an Anusa. Uriah never did anything, so why should she be also to her husband? But David? David the Baal. And David himself was the Ma'anes, which means he did a Beratzin. So if he did a Beratzin, how is he not asa to her? So I understand why she's not asa to Uriah, but why is she not asa to David HaMelech? So if you take a look in Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyon HaShas, he says, Ayin Yevamis Lamed Heo Mer Aleph Toysis Dibra Maschel Afalpi. Toysis in Yevamis Lamed Heo Mer Aleph Dibra Maschel Afalpi asks this kasha. It's a long Toysis, and it's the very, very end of the Toysis, and Toysis says that it's Muchach, doesn't really ask it in time of Yeshloima with our sugi here in Ksubas Daftes, but Tosfos says that he has a raya that, and it's Pashatim in Svara, that in the event that an Eishes Yisrael would be Zinsa Ba'oines, being that she would be mutter to her husband, she'd be mutter to the Baal as well, even though the Baal himself was Mezana Beratzen. And Tosfos says, why is that a Svara? The Svara is because the loy nesra ala boil elokisha nesra ala ba. It's mistabed that the only time an Eishes Ish becomes asa to the boil is if she's also becoming asa to the baal. The lashon of Chazal is kishem she'asura lebaal, kach asura leboil. Because she's asa to the baal, it's for that reason that she's asa to the boil. So zok toisvis in yavam islam in hamad aleph, that being that Eishes Ish, that's mezana ba'oines, is mutter to her husband, she'll be mutter to the Baal, even though the Baal himself was ma'anis, which means what he did wasn't ba'anis, what he did was beratzin. Why? Aye, for him it's beratzin. It's because if she's mutter to her husband, she also has to be mutter to the Baal. And b'chura, it's because that's the lashon. Kishem she'asru l'baal, kach asru l'baal. As if to say, if she wouldn't be asa to the Baal, in that instance, she wouldn't be asa to the Baal. What Tosfos says here in Yevamis Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, he also says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, this Tosfos explains explains it. Tosfos in Shabbos does not explain it, which is presumably why Reb Kiv Eiger said, take a look in Tosfos Yevamos Lamed Hey, and he didn't say, take a look in Shabbos Nun Vav. In Shabbos Nun Vav, you just see the halacha, but then again, you see it in Ksubas Daftas. So I don't really need a Tosfos and Shabbos to tell me that that's the halacha. I know it from Ksubas Daftas, even though Tosfos speaks it out. But I know it without speaking it out. Rabbi Kivega wanted from this Tosfos, his Tosfos explains it. And Tosfos has a svara. It's mistaber Tosfos El that the Isser Baal is on some level a derivative of the Isser Baal. And to the extent that there would not be an Isser Baal, in that instance, there would not be an Isser Baal either. Why is this interesting? Because this ties into Ray that we spoke about on Daf Dalet. Now, the raid by the Daf Dalet was really shayach to Daf Gimel, Toysa Dibra Maschol, Velidroi Shlehuda Oineshari. When we spoke about the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is that Eshes Ish, that's Mizan, Berotzen, to a guy, that Lachishi does not become Asa to the Baal. Lamai Nafgemina, in the event that the guy would be Megayer, Gershon Eskar could cut and Shinoi Lodomi aside. But in the event that the guy would be Megayer, the halacha is she would be allowed to marry the guy. Either is halacha, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labayo, but Rabbeinu Tam said that the Bia with an Akum is Kibiyas Behemadami. It's Aser, for sure. But it's not considered a Maisa Gili Arayas. It's Kibiyas Behemadami, Vizir Masusim Zir Masim, and it's for that reason the halacha is she would not be Aser to the Baal. And that was Rabbeinu Tam's very, very famous Chiddush. That's why he explained the Gemara, for Lidrosh Lahu, the Oineshari, it's the way he explained the Parsha of Esther, but the bottom line is that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That Bias Akimus Kibias Behema, and in Eishan Sish, that's Mezana Berotzen, with an Oive Kechavim, the Allah is, she's going to be Mutter Terba. And Tosfos, on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Rivam asked three kashas on Tosfos, on Rabbeinu Tam. All three kashas are really predicated on the same point, and that is, Rivam said, I have three rayas from Shas, three Mefurish Gemaras, that in Eishes Ish, that's Mezana with a guy, Berotzen the halacha, she becomes Asa to her husband. The most notable rai is Esther. Esther said, at the end of the Purim story, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Till now, I was with Achashverosh Be'oines, but now that I'm going to be with Achashverosh Berotzen, Kasher Avadati Avadati. That she told Mordechai, I'm going to be also to you now. Because now I'm in Eishes Ish, that's me, Mezana Berotzen. Eishes Ish, Mezana Berotzen, becomes Asa to the Baal. But Al-Koponim said, Rabbeinu Tam, said the Rivam, that I have three rais from Shas, that in Eishes Ish, that's Mezana with a guy, what happens, the halacha is, she's going to be Asa to the Baal. So Freik, the Rivam, I don't understand. You're telling me that Bias Akum is Kibias Behemadami, and that's Pshat in the Gemara of Elidrish Luda Inishari, etc., etc., etc. Umitoich Kachoyr Rabbeinu Tam, that in Eishes Yisrael that was Mazana with a guy, and he was Megayer. There's no Issa Boil, because it was never a Maisagili Arias. This has nothing to do with the Parish of Soita. Why not? Because it's Kibias Behemadami. So if that's the case, why she asked it to the Baal? So we spoke out the Mahalach of the Chsam Soifer, where the Chsam Soifer said that it's Muchach. It's Muchach. The Rabbeinu Tam must have held that there's a chilik between Bias Akum as it relates to the Boil versus Bias Akum as it relates to the Baal. Rabbeinu Tam only said that an Eishes Ish that's Mezana with a guy is Mutter to the Boil. But Rabbeinu Tam never said that she's going to be Mutter to the Baal. And La'olam, said the Chsam Sofer, from the three kashas of the Rivam, I hold that it's Muchach. The Rabbeinu Tam really held that the Isser is going to be an Isser to the Baal. It's just only to the Baal now. And what's the Chilik? See, it was Maz with the Chilik, with the Marik, where the Marik said that there's a fundamental difference between why an Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, becomes Asa to her husband, versus why she becomes Asa to the Baal. The Isser Baal is a Teitzah of the fact that there was a Gilei Arayis that took place. There was a Maisa Gilei Arayis. As a result of the Maisa Gilei Arayis, she now becomes Asa to the Baal. But as it relates to the Isser Baal, that has nothing to do with the Maisa Gilei Arayis. It's because the Pasuk says that an Eishes Ish, that's Mezana Tachas Baila, Uma'aloi Boi Ma'al. She's being married in her husband. So as it relates to the Isser Baal, that's totally in the Mala Boy Mala, it's totally in the Merida. As it relates to the Issa Baal, that's totally in the Maisa Gilei Arayis. It said the Chsam Sofer Nifla. He said, Eishes Ish, that's Mezana with a guy, it's Mutter to the Baal. Why? Because Zir Masusim Zir Masim, it's Kibias Behemo. But as it relates to the husband, at the end of the day, it's Umaloi Boy Ma. You can't tell me she wasn't Mala and her husband. I mean that she was Mala and her husband, so it's for that reason that Allah is going to be, that she is going to be Aser to her husband. What do you see from this, Marik? Why do you just chazer this? Because it's Muchach from the Chsam Sofer. The way he explained Shitas Rabbeinu Tam based on the Marik, that it's possible for there to be an Issa to the Baal and not an Issa to the Baal. Bias Mitzri, where there's an Issa Baal, but there's no Issa Baal. What did Tosfos say in Yevamos Lamed Hey and in Shabbos Nun Vav? And it's Muchach, it jumps off the page in Ksubas Daf Tes Amud Aleph that on some level the Isser Baal and the Isser Boyal are Talui Zeh B'Zeh. That to the extent there's going to be no Isser Baal, there also can't be an Isser Boyal. And it makes sense, we said, Kishem Shasur Lebaal, Kach Asur Lebaal. So which one is it? Do we say that the Isser Baal and the Isser Boyal are Talui Zeh B'Zeh? Or do we not say that they're Talui Zeh B'Zeh? Now the obvious distinction between the two cases is Tosfos and Yavam Islam and Hey. Toismus and Shabbos Nun Vav. Ksubas Daf Tes is talking about where there's no Isser Baal. If there's no Isser Baal, there can't be an Isser Baal. Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Chassam Sofer explained it, is going in the reverse. That it's shayich to have an Isser Baal, but not have an Isser Baal. Meaning, if there's no Isser Baal, there can't be an Isser Baal. The Isser Baal has to come from an Isser Baal. But it doesn't necessarily mean that whenever there's an Isser Baal, there for sure has to be an Isser Baal. It's possible that there'll be an Isser Baal, but at the same time, there really won't be an Isser Baal. Either way, L'chura, Azoy Dafman Zogin, it's obviously something that's requires beer, it requires Hesber, and it's something that we need to think a little bit more about. But I just want to tell you one Davar Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Netzoytzei Ar, Bekitzer, and in the Sefer Magolas Sayam, Ba'ariches, from Rab Ruvi Margolis. And that is, he brings something that he saw from a Kadmoin in the Sefer called Apiryon Shloima. So the Sefer Apiryon Shloima was written in the year Tov Tzadik. So this is going back into the 1700s. It was written a very long time ago by a Yid whose name was Rab Shloima ben Rab Yisrael from Zolkov. Say he was from Zolkov, or at least the printing was in Zolkov. But Rab Shloima ben Rab Yisrael from Zolkov, and he said a Dover Niflo Mamish. The Gemara says that the reason that Batsheva was mutter to David, Eishes that's mezana should be aser. Iba Yaseima said the Gemara because hasam oynes hava, because really it was an oynes, and because it was an oynes, so it's for that reason the halacha, it's for that reason that she was mutter. So the Apiryon Shloima, this Kadmoin of Soisa Dovois Bekever, asked, he said that L'chura, the Lashon of the Gemara is a little interesting. Oynes hava? What it should have said was Anusa havya. Why Oynes hava? Anusa, she was an Oynes. He wasn't an Oynes. She was the one that was an Anusa. So again, this is coming from a Kadmoin. So he said a Dover Nifla, based on a Gemara that we all know. It's a Gemara Masechtas of the Zara. It's on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Rab Yoichanam Mishum Rab Shim Be'yichoy. Loi David Roy Lo Oisei Maisa. David HaMelech was not Roy Lo Oisei Maisa. David HaMelech had no business doing the Avera with Batsheva. Now he had no business doing it. He wasn't shaykh to it. It was something that naturally he could have never done. And Klal Yisrael weren't ruin lo'isa ma'isa. They weren't shaykh really to the Chet Ha'egel. Loi David roi lo'isa ma'isa. David Melech wasn't really right for the ma'isa of Batsheva, the Chsiv, because David HaMelech said, V'libi cholol bekirbi. David HaMelech was made on himself that he had no yesh zahara. And this was before the ma'isa of Batsheva. So how afterwards did he do the ma'isa of Batsheva? It can't be that he did it on his own. And Klal Yisrael wasn't really, really shaykh to doing the Chet Ha'egel. So why David HaMelech do Oysa Maisa if he wasn't right Oysa Maisa? And why Klal Yisrael do the Chet Ha'egel if they weren't really shaykh to it? It was to teach us a lesson. Shimchata Yachid. If a Yachid can ever do an Aveira, and he's going to think that I just did the biggest aveira in the world, there's no way I could do tshuva. You know what we tell him? Take a look at another yachid. There was a yachid that did aveira. He did what at first glance would seem to be a terrible aveira. Two terrible aveiras. Aveiras that it's not clear how you would ever walk back from. And yet at the same time, Adoneinu David. It's David Malka Meshicha. And so we tell him, you're a Yachid, you did an Avera, Klache Yitzel Yachid. Let's say the whole Klal Yisrael. Oymer, we say, Klache Yitzel Tzibur. But the bottom line is, Bazak the Gemara says that David HaMelech really was not Shaykh Loisa Maisa. So what happened? What happened was he was forced into it. He was somehow pushed into it, Bahashkocha. And that's what the Gemara says at the end. Maidach Siv, Noom David ben Yishai, Unoom Agever, who come all? Noom David ben Yishai, Shehekim, Ula Shal Tshuva. He's the one that gave us the gift of the power of Tshuva. It doesn't matter who you are and what you did. A Yid's always able to do Tshuva. Kol Masha Oimel Chabalabayas, I say, Chutz Misei. Obeset this Apirian Shloime, this Kadmoin, that David HaMelech did Avera Berotzin, that's Alpinigla. But really, Chazal already told us in the Pnimius, in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that Loi David Roy Loi Samaisa, and David HaMelech was somehow forced into it. And he said, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Hosam Oynes Hava, not Anus Nahavya. Hosam Oynes Hava. Really, all it was an Oynes. He also was an Oynes. This is not a story where there was an Eishes Yisrael that was Nensa, but the Boil himself did a Beratzen. This is a situation where the Eishes Yisrael was Nensa Batsheva, and David HaMelech was also, what do you mean, David HaMelech was an Oynes? Where was David HaMelech an Oynes? The terrorist is David HaMelech was an Oynes because David HaMelech was forced into it. You know, Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, we know Chazal say that Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi, Yitzroi Godol Himeno. Right, everyone knows the Chazal. Whoever's bigger than his friend, Yitzroi Godol Himeno. What's the Makar to it? So the Ikka Makar is the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara that tells a story. The Gemara says that Abaya once overheard a man tell a woman, "Nachdin v'nezel ba'urcha." You're traveling in this direction. I'm traveling in this direction. Why don't we keep each other company? Let's go together. Amar. So Abaya got very worried. He was afraid that this man and woman were going to end up doing an avera. He said, "Ezel afreshinu meisura. Let me be there. Let me be a shomer. I'll make sure they don't do an avera." Also, basrayu klasa parsi ba'agma. He followed them three parsois and an agam. As they were parting ways, shaminu the ka'amri. He overheard them talk to each other, and they said, "Urchin rechika v'tzavsem b'siyum." You know, it was such a long road. We had such good company, and they wished each other farewell, but they never did an avera. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, "Iman de soni li hava. If this would have been me, like hava motzi l'ukmi nafshe. I could not have been misgaber on the Yetzirah the way this couple was." Osnav, he went tole nafshe beibur de dasha. He suspended himself by the ibur de dasha umitztayer, and he was in terrible time. Osahu saba, sahu saba came. Who's ahu saba? Elio anovi, elio etishbi. And he came, and he was mevaser to Abaya of Besura Taiva. Tana Lehi told him, Eliyahu Novi's always giving chizik. He said, "Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzro Gadol Emeno." It's true, Abaya. You maybe couldn't have overcome the Yetzirah, but it's not because you're less than, you're more than. Because Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzro Gadol Emeno. So I once heard Pshat. You read the Gemara, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that every person has a Yetzirah, every person has Taivis. It's part of life. Akina, Taiva Vakovit, Maitzin Esa Adam in Oilam. Okay, so a person that's more chashiv has more taiva than the person that's less chashiv. That means if you would literally put 10 people in a room and you want to know how much taiva each person has, you would rank them based on chashivas. And the bigger is tzaddik, who mamish fast, who doesn't look out of his dalet amis, who's like posim, dirsam, mipume, and that person has the biggest yetzahara. I mean, that's what Chazal say. And Chazal even brought a story to support it. A story with the great Amir Abaya. But it feels a little hard to understand. So I heard B'Shem Rabbi Saul Salanta. Rabbi Saul Salanta said that people make a toys in this Chazal. That's Poshit, he said. The regular basic instincts that a man has. The basic Avodah Zarah. The basic Yetzirah that a person has. Avada, the more Chashiv you are, the more Iskarbet you are. And as a result, the less vulnerable you're going to be for the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah that a person who doesn't have Torah Tavlin is going to be much stronger. It's going to be more buyer for Poshit, the Prostaveris, than it's going to be for the Tzaddik. But when Chazal said, Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzro Gadol Emenu, they were referring to a special, tailor-made, exclusive Yetzirah that sometimes the Tzaddik gets. And sometimes the Eibishter sends Tzaddikim Nisyoinis that other people don't have. And these Nisyoinis can sometimes be much greater than any Nisyoin that any person will ever have. And it's al derech, this Inyan of Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzro Gadol Emenu. And the Nisyoin can come in different forms, and it can very often come in the form of the Yetzirah, where the Yetzirah is coming to take this Tzaddik down. It's not the Zelbi Yetzirah, it's an Anderesart Yetzirah. It's an Azai Yetzirah Mibachutz. It's a Yetzirah that comes out of its way, and it comes special to target the Tzaddik in specific Oifanim. And Abaya was feeling at that moment that there was a vulnerability. And Eliyahu Navi told him, it's true. It could be there is a musik that the Eibishter will send us a Yetzar Mibachutz to come to try to send a Nesayin for the Tzaddik. Now, it's an Nesayin that the Tzaddik could be Misgabri, but sometimes he'll be sent a Nesayin. And it just means you're great. Because Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzroi is Gadol Mimenu. But that's when we talk about Averis of Tzaddikim, Ubefrat, Exhibit A, is David HaMelech, Kol HaOmer David Chata, Enei Alataya. Very often it's based on this idea of Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi, Yitzroi, Gadol Mimenu, which on a deeper level, it's not the same Yetzahara that the Tzaddik just has more of. It's a whole different Metzias of a Yetzahara. It's a Yetzahara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever Cheshbin, will sometimes send to this Tzaddik. But as it relates to David HaMelech, But now we have a mefurish gemara. A gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that loy David hayu roy lo'isay ma'isa, which means that not only was it Batsheva that was in an Ausa, but it was David HaMelech that was in Oinus as well. Now, obviously, this is not the posh of Shad in the Gemara. But if we could be soivel such a pshat in the Gemara, that would then knock out this gewaldige chiddush that Rabbi Kiveger said, take a look in Yevam Islam in Heyam and Aleph, which is l'chayra muchach from the sugi Ksubas Taftes, and that is that in Eishes Yisrael, that Zinsa Ba'oines, because she's mutter to her husband, she's also going to be mutter to the Baal. The Baal did it Ba'oines, it did it Beratzen. So if he did it Beratzen, why is he mutter? So in Lundis, the answer is because at the end of the day, the Isra Baal comes from the Isra Baal. It's Keshem Shasrul Baal, Kachasrul Baal. And if there's no Issa Baal, there's not going to be an Issa Baal. We were Ma'ir a little bit. We have to revisit the Achsam Sofer on Daf Gimel Amud Beis and Toysa Dibra Maskav Lidur Shluhuda in Ashari. Upon a pneumistic level, the emes is the Maisa of David and Batsheva was a Maisa Oynes, not only Mitzad Batsheva, but also Mitzad David HaMelech. And then for sure, it's Kamin Chaymer, why it is that not only was Batsheva Mutter to Uriah Chiti, but she was Mutter to David HaMelech as well.